At any rate, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. You can find us on Facebook / The Taylor Report, and we are on SoundCloud, Taylor-Report.
And can we remind our listeners that you can still donate and be entered in the draw for the trip to Iceland? We've had a very successful low donation drive at CIUT. Our goal was $60,000. We've met it. But if you didn't get a chance to participate, you still can go to the website, ciut.fm, make a contribution, and your name is entered into the draw.
Yep. There's a number of things we could talk about here in the remaining time. I don't know if readers have, or listeners have noticed that the Globe and Mail, who last week wrote an article about global research, and I've analyzed them and figured out what it is that the Globe and Mail doesn't like about this independent website, which is full of what I would call educated opinion. Not all right, not all wrong. It's like the Taylor Report. But at any rate, it's a website run by retired professor, Mr. Chasadovsky. And they said that they were – NATO has targeted Mr. Chasadovsky. And therefore, the Globe thought they better do their part, I guess, and help out. And I discovered that they have – I'll ask you, Phil, to read the name – of the organization. It's about you can find it about second paragraph down. NATO has something called the Committee of Excellence. And
NATO's Strategic Communications Center of Excellence is monitoring a website for pro-Russian propaganda and disinformation.
Now, see, this is what I wanted to share with you, Phil. I did not realize that NATO had
Communications Center for Excellence.
Communications Center for Excellence. Yes. Who knew? I mean, are we part of this? And then the Globe writer who says that Steed says she was in touch with Chasadovsky, and she said that she explained to him about how, you know, about journalism, but he wasn't convinced. I read the Globe, so let me join Professor Chasadovsky. I'm not convinced either. The Globe says that they are the first of the big journals to join this new thing that it is going to protect the truth or establish facts. I just assume they didn't do that. And when she writes saying that most of you know how to read articles and understand and separate truth from blah, blah. But I don't know whether I got a passing grade or didn't get, but she says most of you. And so I'm supposed to, what, call her up and say, is there a test I can take to make sure, determine whether or not I need to be protected by the Globe and Mail to tell me not to listen or read anything on the Chasadovsky site? And it's a very – the first article was offensive in my opinion because – we really don't need somebody from the Excellence and Communication Department of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I don't know if she knows this. It's actually a military group, you know. So these are what we call apparatchiks. Nobody voted any of them into office, none of them. We have no means of reviewing. I don't even know if the apparatchik who gave an exclusive interview to the Globe, whether those apparatchiks were in touch with, say, a Canadian NATO member. You would think maybe they would out of simple respect. So, you know, how about we ask the Canadian in NATO? NATO is a large, shiny place in Brussels. I was once crossing the street in Belgium, in Brussels, and a friend of mine grabbed my sleeve and pulled me back, and I was nearly run over by a bus. And I'll never forget, it said NATO on the front of the bus because it was going to the NATO headquarters. So I nearly got run over by NATO. So maybe I'm just sensitive. But this business, in the middle of the article, I want to go back to something that I noticed and I hadn't called. Last week we discussed this. In the middle of the article, the two authors say, you know, there's been this growing concern about Russia. Well, maybe on their part, not mine. I mean, this is a political world. I get to decide whether I'm concerned or not. But anyway, they're very concerned. And they said, readers will remember that in May, Foreign Minister Freeland warned us about disinformation and distortion news, this sort of thing. Well, actually, I remember May, and I remember what happened because a reporter, it might have been a Globe reporter, asked her, there is a story that your grandfather, who you always speak of lovingly and respectfully, was actually, in fact, a Nazi collaborator. And by the way, that was not a Russian story. That came from Western Canada, from a young Ukrainian. We interviewed him on this show. If the Globe wants to look it up, you just call me. I'll help you out. But it was a Canadian, not a Russian. And what in the archives in Alberta is a lot of boxes left by Chrystia Freeland's grandfather, indicating he was indeed a well-paid, long-time collaborator with Nazis. Now, the reporters in the Globe say she reminded us that the Russians are trying to smear us, you know. But that wasn't a smear. I wonder if the Globe would help me out on this, and they could come join me any day of the week. We'll make time for them. Why haven't they acknowledged that that was a fact? And why hasn't Chrystia Freeland acknowledged it's a fact? Our foreign minister to this day has never addressed the matter of her grandfather. I'm not saying that she agrees with her grandfather. I'm saying she doesn't disagree with him. She has never said a word. And she wants us to regard it as a smear. So here's my question for the Globe. If it is a fact, how is that a smear? How is that a distortion? You have some serious homework to do. Don't call NATO, by the way. That would not be your best, you know, if you want to learn how to do this. Try to get at the facts. And a lot of us want to know why Chrystia Freeland to this day doesn't feel even no moral compunction to tell us about Grandpa. And again, I'm not condemning her. I'm only saying, how come you don't just put it clear the air? Was he a collaborator or not? And you can say what you think. Maybe you liked that. Maybe you didn't like it. But to say the Russians are smearing me when, in fact, they're just telling you something, your fellow Canadians, I can cite five or six really highly respected Canadian columnists who have put that same question. Would she please clear the air? No, she will not, so far. But that was in the middle of the Globe article. She warned us. Yeah, she's exhibit A of a problem we have. Can we discuss these things or not? Are we all going to get smeared as pro-Russia if we ask her, is it true that your grandfather was a Nazi collaborator? Is that the truth? So that's the name of that song, as they say. This has been the Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. And Francois, thank you very much.